We are going to have the opportunity and privilege this morning to visit, as I've been telling you, with Amy McQueen, the Clarinda Economic Development Director. How'd I do, Amy?
Great.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Most exciting thing going on in your world today is what, Amy?
The wedding is almost 2 weeks away.
Are you ready? I mean...
Yes. What's the politically correct answer?
I detected... Everyone that has been through that process knows that feeling.
Like utter panic?
You're ready. You're panic. It's ready to go. But are you really ready to go? I just wish you'd get here and be over.
Yes.
All those things. Every single one of those. Yeah.
And I think this is the first really big situation that we've been in since Andy's accident.
Yeah.
And it's a really big deal because he's going to be able to walk her down the aisle.
Oh, wow.
And so that's going to be emotional for multiple reasons.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that's a big one.
It is.
That's a big one. You brought... Mr. Pravia with us, the superintendent of the Clarinda Community School District. Mr. Pravia, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice to see you. I'm doing very well. How about you? The most exciting thing you're doing today is what, Mr. Pravia?
Well, the most exciting thing going on in Clarinda, at least in my world, might be a voted pebble.
Look at that. Absolutely.
Right into it.
Are you ready for the... Before we get to that, are you ready for the school year?
Always ready for the school year. Love to have the kids back. Teachers had their full day yesterday. Love to have them back. Just a lot more activity. In the summer, everything gets a little boring. You know? A lot more activity, things going on.
There's a lot going on in the summer, but it's just different, isn't it? Without all the students and everyone there. So
definitely, it's different.
All right. So we're going to talk about the PEPL. Proposed, this is a physical plant and equipment levy, PEPL.
Yes, correct.
We've talked about PEPL. Red Oak has most school districts have a PEPL.
There's about 50 in the state that don't,
yep.
50 plus maybe, out of 325 districts in the state of Iowa.
Yep.
And almost all of them, but these 50-some, don't have voted PEPLs, and we just happen to be one of them.
So I want to, before we get into what it is, when is the election?
The election is September 8th.
And it needs to vote by, I mean, it needs to pass by what margin to be accepted? Simple majority?
Simple majority.
Okay.
50% plus one.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. What is a PEPL?
Physical plant equipment levy.
Yes.
So basically that pays for transportation, technology, building needs, all of those kind of things. So
yes.
I always call it the brick and mortar money.
Yeah.
Things that we need. And, our district passed a resolution so we could add buses and technology into that. So, we have some big, big costs out of buses and technologies that are coming up. And
it adds up quick, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
So we're spending quite a bit of money in those programs.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
that mic up a little bit closer, Ms. Private. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, Amy.
I think also we need to take into consideration everything's getting more expensive, right?
Yeah.
And with that, the big ticket items that we have to do for the school district are exponentially rising in prices because it's just the sign of the times that we're in. But also understanding school finance and understanding that Mr. Privia can't just pull $200,000 from the general to go.
This is something that
buy this or that.
This is something that people really just don't understand.
Okay, this is a source of irritation for me, to be honest with you.
Totally agree.
Because I think it's called fund budget accounting or budget fund accounting or something like that.
Okay.
Where it's exactly what you say. You have money in this pile. You can have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, but you can't spend it.
Correct.
Unless it's for
correct.
This specific purpose.
Management fund's a perfect example. That pays for some insurance, liability insurance.
Yeah.
It pays for a couple other things. But I can't pull money out of that fund and pay salaries with it, or I can't buy a bus with it. But I can have millions of dollars in that fund.
Right.
And that's where it just doesn't run like your household checkbook where you just pool all your funds together. I don't get to do that.
That has to be terribly frustrating because if you know that this money's there, it should be available for me to take care of what I need to take care of, which, again, this is me speaking, goes back to local control for our school districts, which is a whole other issue that I'm going to talk about here in a little while. But it is important, but it is the system that we're dealing with, right?
Right.
It's where we're at. It's what we deal with. Okay, so the PEPL fund will be voted on. It's got to pass by 50% plus one.
Correct.
Why is it important to consider this and think that it's important for the school district?
Well, let me go back to just last year's legislation.
Okay.
They decided in their wisdom that they were going to take the top 25% of save dollars. Save was set up just for schools.
It's okay, what save is an acronym for
schools.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what that is.
I lost the acronym myself. Visionary.
But it's going to change, right?
But that's going to change.
So drastically.
Drastically. So right now they're pulling about 7%, and it was the last 7%. And if the state grew at a certain percentage, they got a little bit more because it was always left over. Now they're switching that. By 2031, they are going to pull the top 25% off the fund that generates in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be short by 2031, $450,000 off our save account. So that hits my infrastructure really big.
Yes, yes.
So with our payment that we have to make for our middle school bond that we just did, I have about $100,000 left. I used the acronym the other day. So a bus 4 years ago cost me $120,000 to $130,000. Now that same bus is $180,000. So I can't even buy a bus with the funds I'm going to have. So I'm trying to be very proactive in this situation and say, hey, here's the minimum amount I can probably go and build up enough in that fund to get us through 2041 when we're done with the bond for the new middle school.
There are other funding challenges as well.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Some big funding challenges
And this is just my brick and mortar money or my save funds or 1 cent money. So
let's say September 9th, the PEPL passes. What is it going to cost me as a taxpayer or your taxpayers or your district members, your patrons? What's it going to cost me additionally per year if we pass the voted PEPL?
Well, we worked with, I ended up having a meeting with the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me they were going to drop their property tax by 50 cents.
50 cents.
So we talked. I said, if I run a voted PEPL at 50 cents, it literally will cost the citizens in the city $0 more. But if you live outside our city residence, but you're still in our school district, it's going to cost you, it's about 4 cents an acre if you're a farmer.
Okay.
Your residence will be about, let me look that up real quick. On a $300,000 home, it's $5 a month. So we're really at a minimum of what we really need to get it. If we don't pass this, we're going to be asking in 5 years for the maximum amount, and it's going to be, taxes are going to be higher.
Yeah.
We're asking for more money. And what are we going to do at that point? So if we pass this, it's going to be way more prudent in my estimation.
How much is it for a $300,000
house? $300,000
house
would be about $5 a month.
Okay. $5 a month.
$5 a month.
Okay. I mean, it's important for the school. $5 a month. If you, and it's 4 cents an acre if you're a thousand acres. So you're, what, $40?
Well, every $100 is going to be about 53 on the average. It all depends on what your farmland is worth per acre. So, you know, and then there's rollbacks off all that and how they figure that.
Yeah.
It gets very complicated.
I mean, as far as taxes go, and I've been on the record many times, I like to keep our taxes in check. I think it's important to keep our taxes in check because you can say, oh, it's not that much, but for some people it's a lot. But it sometimes it gets to be the point that it's very important for the school district to do, right, Amy?
Jeff and I were talking about that on the way up here. And you and I have talked about this on several occasions, the population decline in rural America. And it's not just Southwest Iowa. It's across the board. And we remember the conversation we had about those top-tier things that are really, really important to drive people to come to our communities and schools at the top of the list.
Yep.
And if we don't have the community support for our school system, and that's evident in when someone is visiting to see if they want to move here, that person's probably not going to come.
Yeah.
We have to take care of the buildings. We have to take care of the HVAC, the electrical, all of those types of things. So number one, we can continue to have our students and our faculty safe, secure, comfortable in a learning environment, but also to prove to the people that are coming in from the outside that we support our school and we want it to be successful. We want our kids to be successful so they come back. All of those many things that we've talked about so many times.
So from an economic development, let's approach it from that angle for a second.
Correct.
From economic development, because you deal with people many times, Amy, when they're thinking about things and thinking about relocating or starting a business,
mm-hmm.
that's probably literally one of the first questions you get if they're younger people and they have kiddos, right?
Absolutely. Daycare and
what are schools? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's a school like? And I could honestly say from my perspective, from an economic development perspective, it's easy for me to tout the school at this point in time. But the reality is it's getting harder and harder to fund any public entity.
Mm-hmm.
The private entities, yes, they're having their struggles too right now. But we are told, they are told what they are going to get and how they can spend that money. So
yeah.
That's why our organization really, really supports the PEPL, because yeah. it's very important for us to continue to maintain what we have and then possibly grow in the future. I mean, there's huge things going on in Clarinda.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a school system that is able to support the citizens, then we have a problem.
I think the school system, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, you've had students that have gone through the school
yes.
system. Mr. Previa, you're the superintendent. But man, I look at some of the performance with some of the state testing, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of different state tests out there. Mm-hmm. The performance with the state testing, I see activities. I see a lot of participation across the board in that. Tremendous success taking place there. I think there are so many things for the Clarinda schools to be very, very proud of.
Correct.
Right? We have really grown in our testing.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievable.
My first year, we've been in the low 60s. Now our high school's sitting in the 80s.
Yeah.
We have done a lot of growing in our testing. And, you know, that was one of the things when I first got there that I was asked to do. Was, hey, we need to increase our test scores, and we want you to run a bond issue for us because we need some more room. We need some things fixed. When that didn't pass, we had focus groups that says, hey, if you raise our test scores, we'll vote for it. Well, it didn't pass that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, well, if you sell a building that the last superintendent bought, we will pass it. Well, that didn't happen then. So we've gone back to focus groups asking, hey, what do we need to do to make yeah. this happen? And, yes, we've gone to the voters quite a few times, but – I have met and exceeded, I think, a lot of the demands or requests that our communities had.
Yeah.
So we've got something to be proud of.
I think there's a lot to be proud of, just from my perspective, from what I see. I think, a lot of really great things taking place. And sure, it's going to cost a little bit more money.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, there's just no way around it. It's going to cost a little bit more money. But think someone did that for those students in the past.
That's yeah. how I look at it. Too.
Someone built the school in the past.
Correct.
And at some point, I don't care how great you build it, there's time to fix it and update and move forward.
And maintain
right.
it.
And maintain
I mean,
it.
Just maintain it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lost my train of thought.
So I'm sorry.
That's
I
mean, okay.
I didn't. Sometimes I need to shut up. Melanie would say many times I need to shut up. But I think it's important for people to consider. I mean, if you have a real question, people should get in touch with someone and ask, what's this going to do? What's this look like? How does this work, right?
That's the other point that Jeff and I were talking about on the way up here. Ask the questions. Like, don't sit back in the corner and just assume that everything that you hear or see on social media is the absolute truth.
What? You mean right? It's not true if I see it on social media?
I know. And like what he said earlier, and correct me if I misunderstood this, but we're asking for this now so we don't have to ask for so much later.
Yes. We're actually asking for a minimum amount now that allow me to build up so I don't have to go back to the voters in 5 years and mm-hmm. go to $1.34.
What does it look like, Mr. Previa? So let's say you ask for this. Let's say it passes. Then you get an account with the state that then accrues over years and builds up, and then you can use that money for, like you say, brick-and-mortar type items. Is
right,
that how that
right.
works?
And it's going to generate $204,000 a year.
Okay.
So let's say we have minimal things that we have to do. We lose our safe funds. Now I can replace our safe funds with those dollars to still buy what we need, whether it's a bus or whether it's technology costs or whether it's...
Can you do HVAC?
We can do HVAC. We
yeah.
can do roof leaks, all those things that we have to keep our building up and running.
Right. What's the biggest opposition? What do you hear most that most people say, this is the reason I'm not voting for it? What do you hear?
I would say the biggest is they just don't want their taxes to raise.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I do too.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, everyone's right now shaking their head. Yes, Aaron is very much opposed to. But again, I do say that you have to take care of things. What you have is what you have, and you have to take care of it.
Right. I always look at, we spend 99% of our budget every single year. So it's not like we're not spending money on kids and we're hoarding a bunch of money. We spend our budget on our kids because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And we get them what they need. And then when we have a big ticket item come up, we need extra funds to get that done. Mm-hmm. So when I look at it, you know, when I inherited Clarinda School District, we had a lot of work to do, a lot of infrastructure things to fix that were all end of life. We've did a 10-year study. We have things laid out for the next 20 years that need to be done, whether it's going to be end of life or we think it's going to have to be fixed if it breaks down even sooner. So we have to have funds for that. And I just can't pull funds from all those different silos to make that happen.
Because it's legally, you can't do it.
Right.
Because it's
I can't mix my bean and my beans and corn.
Yeah. There you go. Absolutely right. So most districts in the state, and not because everybody does it makes it right, but it is a good source of income for people, right, for school districts.
Absolutely. I really think schools in the state of Iowa, with the way the change has happened to the safe funds, are going to be asking for either another voted PEPL or extending their voted PEPL just to meet some of these demands.
I want to talk about that, but there are 325 school districts?
That's correct.
50 don't, so 275 school districts have the voted PEPL.
And they will probably be asking for more of the way the voted PEPL.
What's the maximum it could go to? If you went to the maximum limit, it's what?
$1.34.
That's maximum you can go.
Maximum you can go. So if you're not at $1.34, and let's say a lot of schools do 67 cents, if you're not at that, you could double that to get to your $1.34.
Is that voted? Does that have to be voted?
It has to be voted. So you would have two PEPLs on the books.
Okay, so if you vote in at 50, which is what you're asking, correct?
Right.
So if you vote at 50, then you think, man, that's just not cutting it. We need more.
We'd have to go back to the voters.
You have to go back to the voters. You can't just say, okay, we're going to bump it up this year.
Nope, can't do that.
Okay, so it has to be voted. The other thing, too, this will expire if it's not voted on again and approved by the district or by your voters again,
in 10
correct?
Years. Like if the voters vote for it this year, then we'll have to re-up it in 10 years.
And it has to go before the voters again and be voted on again.
Right.
So it's not like it's just in perpetuity.
No.
It's just not. So it's take care of what you need to take care of. And 10 years, look at it again and say, is this good or is this not? We want to continue.
Right. And who knows what the legislature is going to do in the next 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just don't know what that looks like from year to year, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the public financing piece looks like from year to year.
I'm going to go down the rabbit hole just a little bit on social media. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
So what's the biggest opposition on social media? Property taxes don't want our taxes to increase.
Right.
Is there misinformation about what the PEPL is?
Oh, Aaron. There's so much misinformation. One of my biggest frustration is some of the people that seem to be commenting on our situation don't even live in our district. And you're like, well, wait a minute. As Amy and I were talking on the way up, they don't even have skin in the game, and yet they're telling us not to do this and telling our voters not to do this. And it's like, wait a minute, this is what our community needs, and you don't live in our community.
Right.
One of the biggest ones out there doesn't even pay property taxes in the district they live in. So it's just like, wait a minute, how does this work, and why do you get to help chime in on this and create the situation we're in?
And I think everybody is economically strangled right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I mean, everyone's... Absolutely.
It's just the times that we're living in, and it's unfortunate that we have to be in this. But at the end of the day, you have to replace your own air conditioning at a point in time when you own a house. Like that's just part of it.
Yeah.
And so you put money back in order to have the funds available to do that. And I kind of look at it like that's what this is system.
I mean, that's exactly what this is. It's exactly what it is, right?
It's a big house with a lot of air conditioners.
And a lot of buses.
What's
the biggest need? If someone said, the school's fine. You did the construction project, the middle school. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks great. We don't need anything else. What do you say to that, Mr. Pravia?
I would say I need to be ready for the next thing that breaks down because it's a big house.
Yeah.
you know, we got roof leaks that we patch that we really probably need to put on a new roof. But right now, can we get away with patching? Sure. But we're not going to be able to get away with that when the membrane finally gets so tight and so brittle, we can't patch it. So there's just things like that that I know are coming down the road that we have to be prepared for because we did our study. We did our homework. Mm-hmm. We did all the things we needed to do to make sure we can take care of the school.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the challenge grant, the Cardinal Fund, and differentiate what those dollars are for and what the PEPL's for? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. A big thank you to the Cardinal Fund and Clarinda Foundation. They donated between the two over $600,000 to the school district for infrastructure. We got our building project done. That came in on time and under budget. And
you don't hear that very often. No. Construction, but.
And I was there every single day making sure everything got done. And, you know, now we're at a point of we needed a little more money to do some of the things the bond would have paid for that didn't pass. So when they gave us the $600,000, we're like, okay, we're going to fix this boiler. We're going that was broken. We're going to fix these heat pumps that went down. We redid some ceiling tiles that were all corroded and, you know, didn't look good for sure. Were stained from water. We did a lot of those kind of projects just to get the building to look nice. We want the kids to be proud of where they come to school.
Yeah.
You know, you build that kind of pride and people want to come to school. They want to be there. We bought some new furniture, believe it or not, we had 1968 furniture in our library. It was good enough then, and it was probably good enough 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it starts to break and fall apart, we got to replace that stuff. We want kids to stay at school. We don't want them to go home during the day. Yeah. So we want them there.
And that never stops is the
thing. It never stops.
Because there will always be something that is broken down or will break or will be at end of life. That's just the nature of the way things
Correct.
Are. So this is that thing that continually accrues in the background when people pay their taxes that will, you know, give you that opportunity to fix those things and stay up with those things.
Absolutely. It's no different than anybody's house. It's just bigger.
Yeah.
So and more of them.
And a lot more kids.
Yeah. Are there big systems that are end of life right now, Mr. Privia?
We have a boiler at the high school. We know we have three boilers at the high school. We know one is at end of life for sure, one that's close to end of life, and we could probably get one boiler, a slightly bigger boiler to put in the high school that would take care of the whole high school, would be more energy efficient.
Mm-hmm. So and that's another consideration too.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you do improve or when you advance and take that next step, almost every single thing is more efficient now than it was.
Absolutely.
So for sure. Especially when you're talking, how old are they?
Oh, 1968.
I mean,
they're 50, going to be 57 years old. I happen to know because that's the year I was born. So, hey.
How much is that boiler? Do you know?
Oh, that boiler's over $100,000.
Yeah.
Now, that's just the boiler. We have to install the boiler.
We got
to put all that
in.
So you're looking at $200,000, pretty darn easy just to put in a boiler that would be more efficient. One of the other things we did was we put in all new controls throughout the whole district for our heating and cooling to be more efficient. We had four different systems. We are literally using a household thermostat to run our classrooms. Now that we have that all under control, we're going to be a little more efficient.
Yeah. Well, again, you do amazing work with like you say, 1968 or 67?
Yep. 68.
1968. You do amazing things. And I think, again, to my point earlier, I think the Clarinda schools do a lot of really remarkable things. Again, look at the test scores, look at the rankings, look at your participation levels throughout your activities. These are, by anyone's metric, they would say these are good, positive things that are happening.
Correct.
Without
a
doubt.
Absolutely.
And at some point, you have to have the ability to maintain, fix, and update. It's just the way it is. So.
Absolutely.
September 8th.
September 8th.
September 8th, polls open at 7 and close at 8.
I believe that would be correct.
I think that's typical of the case, so get out and go vote. And if you have questions, if you have concerns, find out a real answer. Don't go necessarily to social media.
Yes.
I want to ask someone that understands the process.
Jeff is very, very open to questions. Even opinions that aren't his. Like, that's, I mean, he's in the position that people are going to disagree with him, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's human nature. But at least have the conversation. Even if you know that you don't agree with him, he's willing to have those conversations. And the tough questions are fine.
I can tell you right now, I've not had one phone call yet.
Huh. To ask a question.
To ask a question.
Well, all the answers are on social media.
Yeah.
Mr. Privia, that's why. I think it's important. I think people need to consider it. And again, okay, from a different perspective, I'm going to come back to Amy because I really do think that economic development in our communities is critically important. How's the city run? What's the city like? What's a hospital like? How are the schools?
Yes. Those,
and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Having the good base, the foundation in the city, proving to the citizens that we are trying to do the best for them on a daily basis will change an attitude towards a positive versus a negative if they would just see that that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes we have to go a kind of a different direction to get where we want or where we need to be, but we're willing to do that.
And I get it. Farm economy's tough.
Yeah.
You know, when
absolutely.
You know, when it costs you $11.50 to grow a bushel of beans and you can sell it for $11.30.
Right.
Well, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I totally get it. And I'm one of the loudest voices out there about taking care of our taxes and keeping them low. But again, you do have to consider it. So what else, Amy, do you think people need to be aware of? Or to think about it?
Just to think about. I mean, we all hate taxes. I mean, there's two things in this world that are absolute, and that's death and taxes. But it's a cup of coffee a month.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to be flippant with people's money. That's not what I mean at all. I get it.
$5 a month.
$5 a month. And this is going to be able to, this is fixing our house. I don't know how much simpler to say that.
Yeah.
So
from your position, Mr. Privia, as a superintendent, as one who deals with the budget and puts a budget together and looks at the budget and deals and know that, well, the roof is, we got problems, our HVAC, we have problems. What do you want people to take away from here from our conversation?
I think I just need them to realize that we need to take care of the school system, because when we take care of the school system, we take care of the hospital, we take care of the city. Now we have a thriving community that people want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the biggest thing that helps a city stay functionable. Those three pieces. And if one of those three pieces aren't working well, then that community has problems.
And I will say in the last 5 years, because I've been in my position 5.5 years and you've been, this is my fifth year.
Is it really?
Yeah, it goes fast.
Well, it does.
We have seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have seen a total shift.
A total shift.
In the cohesiveness that when we work together, as far as the organizations, I'm going to say hospital, economic development, city, school, than before. We're on the right track as far as I think we're the best community in Southwest Iowa, but I'm a little bit,
biased. Maybe.
As you should be.
Yeah.
As you should be.
But we need all of that cohesiveness. We need it to stay where it's at and get better every year. Like, I don't know how else to put that.
I would honestly say every decision that's either made by the city, the school, or the hospital is for the benefit of the community.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it might not be what they think it should be, but every decision the leaders in those groups make is to make their situation better for the community, for them, and everybody involved.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a selfish thing that one's trying to be ahead of the other. It's we all work together. And that's what makes our city kind of special. It's what's made it grow.
Well, and we don't take these decisions lightly either.
Oh,
like, we stew about them. It's not like we just decided, yep, this is what we're going to do yesterday, and that's not the way it works.
And you're not asking for a $50 or $75 million palatial school. You're asking to fix the roof and the HVAC.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if you look at it, that's what it is. You're not talking about a massive expansion of the school and facilities and all of those sorts of things. It's just for maintenance and preservation of what you do have.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Mr. Privia, what else do we need to touch on? Boy. What else you got? You ready? So, first day of school is Monday.
First day of school is Monday. I am anxious to get it going and get the kids in the building and get started. Being the person I am, I can't wait for testing to see how well we do.
Because you're a fun guy, aren't you?
I know,
Mr.
I'm real fun. I am always looking to see how we can improve, and that's what brings joy to my job. Yeah. So that's where I'm at when with everything I do is I just want to make it better.
You bet, Amy.
Maddie moves in back into her apartment this weekend, and Llama's not ready. I like having her around.
Yeah. Kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Yeah. Having adult children is a lot more fun than
having teenage children. I'd agree with you there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Mad starts on Monday also back at Northwest Missouri State. She's a junior this year.
Boy, that goes – I know I sound like a broken record, but it sure goes fast.
Time goes fast.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you both.
Nice
September 8th.
Yes.
Ask a question. If you have a – if you have – a concern, ask the question and get the answer.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you both. Make it a great day.
Thanks, Aaron.
And
you too.
Mr. Jeff Privia, Superintendent of the Clarinda Community School District, and Amy McQueen, the Executive Director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Atlantic. KOAK-AM, Red Oak, Glenwood, and Shenandoah. Thanks for listening to Country Sunshine Radio.
This Fox News Network World and National News Update brought to you each day at this same time on KCSI KOAK Radio as a service of Rogers Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 104 South Broadway in Red Oak, 623-2895.
They put out the welcome mat in Africa. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 20 people kicked out of the U.S. in the Trump deportation push arrived today in Liberia, which has agreed to accept 1,200 illegal immigrants removed from America. And while they're from other countries, Liberia will let them seek asylum there. A boat captain in New York who's here illegally may also be sent packing by Homeland Security.
The feds tell us he crossed the border back in 2007. How did he get in? Well, they say he just lied to agents and told them he was an American citizen. Now, Manuel Ernesto Hernandez Humano is in federal custody. He is accused of running an illegal boat charter tour in New York Harbor. And they say this was going on for quite some time. Earlier this month, one of those tours turned deadly. The boat capsized, killed a 27-year-old mom and her 5-month-old baby.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Virginia. A man in the U.S. illegally is charged with murder, accused of stabbing a woman to death on Monday. Testimony's over already today at Lindsey Clancy's triple murder trial in Plymouth, Massachusetts, after a final defense witness.
The defense is arguing that Lindsey Clancy was hearing voices that told her to kill herself and her children, and therefore she was going through a postpartum psychosis temporary that caused her to kill her children. She did not know what she was doing was wrong.
Fox's Brian Yannis outside the court where hundreds of Clancy supporters wore pink standing hand in hand this morning. Iran is pushing back to President Trump's threat to carry out a new operation he calls an economic D-Day, saying it would only lead to further U.S. defeat. This amid stalled talks over Iran's nuclear program in the Strait of Hormuz.
Regional intelligence sources tell Fox News that there are growing indications of economic hardship inside of Iran as a result of the U.S. naval blockade and economic isolation. Reports indicate that inflation in Iran has reached 89%. The conflict is clearly shifting to economic warfare, and the question now is whether or not this pressure will lead to a deal or a return to war.
That's Trey Yingst. America's listening.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccine